Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and today is November 13th. Your weather looks good at negative 24 degrees Celsius with some light snowfall. There are no delays or accidents to report. Your commute traffic is flowing smoothly. Our listener email today comes from Elf Fred at the Loyal Order of Reindeer Lodge. He writes, Dear Elf Stacy, the Loyal Order of Reindeer are hosting an ice carving contest today at their lodge on Clement C. Moore Avenue. It is open to everyone wishing to enter. The entry fee is $75 and there will be a grand prize of $500. All proceeds go to the maintenance and care of reindeer, ringed seals, Arctic hares, and northern fulmars living in the North Pole Wildlife Preserve. Thanks for letting us know about this worthy cause and fun event, Alfred. Now it's time to continue on with our Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon by Lucrece Beale. Chapter 12, The Pygmies. Claws pushed on the tiny square door in the wall. The door wiggled but did not open.
It's locked, said Claws.
It's such a little door, scoffed Tweedleknees. We can knock it down.
He beat on it and kicked on it, and Claws pushed, and they got a log and rammed on it, but the door would not open. Claws was discouraged. He put his hands in his pockets and hung his head. He thought of how he had sworn to break the curse the Pigwidgeon had laid on all of the children of the world, and how he had come so far and now was defeated because he couldn't open a little door. Suddenly, his hand closed around a small key in his pocket. He pulled it out. It was the brass key that had dropped from the black purse when the curse had fallen on the children. The single word Pigwidgeon was printed on the key.
How could I have forgotten?
Cried Claws. He fitted the key into the little lock. Holding his breath, he turned the key. Slowly, the door swung open. The opening was so small, Claws had to wriggle through on his stomach. Even the little elf had to crawl through on his hands and knees. On the other side, they huddled against the wall and gazed fearfully around. Here, the wind did not blow so fiercely, nor the cold bite so sharply. Snow-blanketed hills rolled down to a lake of ice. Near the lake stood a small castle.
"Who is afraid of a creature who lives in such a little castle?" scoffed Tweedleknees.
At that moment there was the sound of drums and bugles. Furious voices shouted, "Catch them! Don't let them get away!" Tweedleknees dived into a snowdrift. Claws dived in beside him. When nothing happened, they timidly poked their heads out of the snow. They blinked in astonishment at the sight before them. Bands of pygmies were fighting in front of the castle. They shouted and howled and rocked with laughter like schoolchildren playing tag as they fought. At last it seemed not a pygmy was left alive. Claws and Tweedleknees stepped out of the snowdrift. Hardly were they out when all the fallen pygmies rose to their feet and began to fight all over again. Claws and Tweedleknees jumped back in their snow hole.
"It's a game," blurted the elf in amazement. "They're doing it all for fun."
A band of reindeer appeared over the hill. The pygmies left off fighting and chased the deer. Every time they reached a deer, a curious thing happened. The reindeer rose in the air and flew away. They swooped gracefully over the castle top, round and round, high and low, like seagulls at the beach. Claws thought he had never seen so pretty a sight. The pygmies got ropes and lassoed the deer and brought them down from the sky. They drew their swords and shouted, "Hooray! There'll be deer meat for supper!" Before he knew what he was doing, Patrick Tweedleknees shot out of the snowdrift. He leaped in front of the rollicking pygmies and cried angrily,
"Don't you dare!"
The astonished pygmies dropped the ropes and the reindeer raced away. That's it for today, elves. Tune in next time for Chapter 13. This Elfcast has been brought to you by the elves in Santa's Letter Office, who remind you to place your request for a letter from Santa Claus by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Happy Eid to all the elves who will be celebrating in a couple days, and a good day to every elf at the North Pole.